any more than I belong in the Marthas or in my little girl pink bedroom. This is where the real artists belong, like Ivy. I carry the linoleum block to the garbage can and throw it in hard enough to make everyone look at me. Ivy frowns through her wire sculpture. I sit back down and lay my head on the table. Mr. Freeman retrieves the block from the garbage. He brings back the Kleenex box, too. How could he tell I was crying? Mr. Freeman, you are getting better at this, but it's not good enough. This looks like a tree, but it is an average, ordinary, everyday, boring tree. Breathe life into it. Make it bend. Trees are flexible, so they don't snap. Scar it. Give it a twisted branch. Perfect trees don't exist. Nothing is perfect. Flaws are interesting. Be the tree. He has this ice cream voice like a kindergarten teacher. If he thinks I can do it, then I'll try one more time. My fingers tip-tip over to the linoleum knife. Mr. Freeman pats my shoulder once, then turns to make someone else miserable. I wait until he isn't watching, then try to carve life into my flat linoleum square. Maybe I could carve off all the linoleum and call it empty block. If a famous person did that, it would probably be really popular and sell for a fortune. If I do it, I'll flunk. Be the tree. What kind of advice is that? Mr. Freeman has been hanging out with too many New Age weirdos. I was a tree in the second grade play because I made a bad sheep. I stood there with my arms outstretched like branches and my head drooping in the breeze. It gave me sore arms. I doubt trees are ever told to be the screwed-up ninth grader.